The Cherry Pickers. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. During a meeting of the House Rules Committee on Tuesday, Democrat Jamie Raskin thought he would score some points against Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia. Representative Clyde is a Republican. He's the person who used the now famous word tourist to describe some of the attackers on January 6th, the comment that was ridiculed during the testimony of those four Capitol Hill police officers. So Jamie Raskin, who had just witnessed the testimony of the officers, came into the Rules Committee ready to pounce and quoted Representative Clyde's words back to him.
Watching the TV footage of those who entered the Capitol and walked through Statuary Hall showed people in an orderly fashion staying between the stanchions and ropes, taking videos and pictures. You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit. Those are your words.
And I stand by that exact statement as I said it.
So there's one act of cherry picking, Raskin taking the worst sounding comment to make this guy look delusional. So I went back to the video of Representative Clyde's original statement, which was from a hearing back on May 12th. Here's a clip.
As one of the members who stayed in the Capitol and on the House floor, who with other Republican colleagues helped barricade the door until almost 3 p.m. that day from the mob who tried to enter, I can tell you the House floor was never breached and it was not an insurrection. And to call it an insurrection, in my opinion, is a bold-faced lie. Watching the TV footage of those who entered the Capitol and walked through Statuary Hall showed people in an orderly fashion staying between the stanchions and ropes, taking videos and pictures. You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
So he was talking about two different parts of the insurrection, which he doesn't agree is an insurrection. He was saying that you would think it was a normal tourist visit if all you saw was that particular video clip. And that's why he insists his statement is accurate. But that's also cherry picking, right? Because as you heard, he calls them a mob and describes himself as helping to barricade the door. So what if they were peaceful for a moment? It's like pointing to pictures of people partying last summer at the Chop on Seattle's Capitol Hill and saying it looked like a summer of love. At least Mary Durkin walked that remark back after she saw things go crazy, whereas Representative Clyde knows exactly how crazy it went, and he's still all in. But that is the problem with trying to get to the truth. It tends to be much too complicated for a headline.